This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.
You know, it's only about 1 square mile. It's very, very small. I mean, it's the only place in the world where you can hear so many choral services going on in such a small place to such a high quality.
That's Graham Ross. He is in his fourth year as the music director of the Choir of Clare College, Cambridge, one of 30 colleges within that 1 square mile.
Our prime reason for existing is to sing the music of the liturgy in the chapel. We spend about 5 to 6 weeks of the year in external activities. So currently we're on tour here in the US, and we're giving concerts in 7 different states in 7 days. So it's a fairly grueling schedule, but it's a wonderful opportunity for us to come and perform our repertoire here to such appreciative audiences.
That grueling tour, which wrapped up just a few days ago, features a program Graham Ross assembled called Veni Emmanuel. It's the same program you'll find on their latest recording, which is the first in a series celebrating church music throughout the calendar year.
But this Veni Emmanuel program is centered around what we call the Great O Antiphons, which were traditionally the plainchant antiphons that were performed either side of the Magnificat, the Song of Mary, on the 7 days leading up to Christmas. They're absolutely full of imagery, and they're rich in their symbolism. The disc itself is Veni Emmanuel, and that's the title of the opening track, which is the original plain chant version of what we know as O Come Emmanuel. It's a summation of everything that you hear between those bookends of the disc, opening first of all in the Latin version and finishing in an arrangement that I made for the college's Advent Carol services back in 2011, with a rather spicy, reharmonized version for the organ in particular, and a last verse which features a double choir descant.
Following the Latin version of O Come Emmanuel, you'll hear a gorgeous madrigal from one of England's most prominent Renaissance composers, William Byrd. Graham Ross says Vigilate is a fantastic essay in word painting.
And you hear parts of this 5-part texture talking about dormientes, and everything falls to sleep, and the lines become very legato and very melodic, and everything relaxes, and galli cantu, when the cock crows, and suddenly you hear the basses rising like a morning alarm. And vigilate, this word means keep watch, and it's really a wonderful opener for the disc, because it prepares us for the sentiment of Advent, which is of course to wait, to listen, to be expectant, to prepare for the birth of Christ on Christmas Day.
World-famous composer John Rutter was instrumental in first putting the Choir of Clare College on the map. He was music director in the 1970s when women were first admitted to the college. Today, he continues to produce, edit, and engineer all of their recordings, including this one. Veni Emmanuel features one of his beautiful songs for double choir, Hymn to the Creator of Light.
For people who think that they know John's music, I think they might be taken slightly by surprise, because it's a harmonic language that is more developed than some of his other works. It creates a wonderful, rich tapestry that sets this text, which finishes with a very beautiful chorale from Kruger.
Veni Emmanuel. It's a new recording that marks the season of Advent with the Choir of Clare College led by Graham Ross, and it's the first in a series of recordings celebrating church music throughout the calendar year. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.